Right. So today we're going to do a deep dive on the work of Professor Mate Garrigou de Bille,
okay,
the University of the Basque Country. And I'm really excited because we have a ton of material you sent over on her courses. And I think we should really just jump right into it. What do you think?
Sounds good. Let's start with an overview, you know, just to kind of set the stage for our listeners. So we have this really incredible document that details all of the postgraduate and master's level courses that Professor Garrigou de Bille has taught over the years.
It's really impressive.
It is. Yeah. It's amazing. It spans decades, starting way back in 1988.
Wow.
And going all the way through 2020 and probably beyond.
I was going to say, I bet she's still going strong.
I'm sure she is, yeah.
So we're talking about a real expert here.
Oh, absolutely. Someone who's truly dedicated to education and shaping the minds of future professionals.
Okay, so where do we even begin with all of this?
Well, I thought we could tackle this thematically.
Okay.
Does that sound like a good approach?
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay, so let's dive into the first theme, which is family and couple therapy.
All right, family therapy.
Yeah. This seems to be a cornerstone of Professor Garrigou de Bille's work, and especially her involvement in the master's program at the University of the Basque Country.
Now, when you say family therapy, what exactly does that cover? We're not just talking about like basic counseling here, right?
No, not at all. We're talking about in-depth exploration of really complex dynamics.
Right.
So within that master's program, she teaches courses on a variety of topics related to family therapy.
Okay.
Like personality assessment.
Oh, wow.
Psychopathology.
Okay.
And even something called diagnostic integration.
Diagnostic integration. So what is that?
It's like putting all the puzzle pieces together, trying to make sense of all the different assessments, and really getting a clear picture of what's going on with the family.
That's amazing. I mean, that's so much more than just like, you know, kind of basic therapy skills.
Oh, yeah. It's really about understanding the whole person and the systems they're a part of. So she's really giving her students this like deep dive into human behavior.
Absolutely. And, you know, that deep understanding of human behavior really informs her work in another key area.
Okay, what's that?
Child and adolescent development.
Right, child development.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now this is a topic I could talk about for hours.
Me too.
What are some of the specific courses that she teaches in this area?
Oh, there's so many good ones. We see courses on psychomotricity.
Psychomotricity? Now, is that like a...
Yeah, it's basically exploring the connection between a child's physical development and their emotional and cognitive growth.
Oh, wow. That's interesting.
It is. It's fascinating stuff.
Yeah. I've never thought about it like that.
Yeah. And she also delves into interventions for children and adolescents in high-risk situations.
Oh, wow. So not just understanding how kids develop, but also how to help them when they're facing some serious challenges.
Right. And there's one program in particular that highlights this commitment to intervention.
Okay. What's that?
It's called Intervención Socioemocional en la Infancia y la Adolescencia.
Which means?
Socio-emotional intervention in childhood and adolescence.
Wow, that's a mouthful.
It is, but it's a really powerful program. And Professor Garrigou de Bille taught this one at the University of Cadiz for 8 consecutive years.
8 years.
8 years.
That's a serious commitment. I mean, that's not just like a one-time thing.
No, it really speaks to the growing need for this kind of specialized training.
Like she saw this was important
mm-hmm.
and really wanted to make sure people were prepared.
Yeah. And you know what's fascinating is that over those 8 years, the program itself actually evolved and expanded.
Really? How so?
Well, it started out as just 8 hours with 1 ECTS credit.
Okay.
So kind of a quick introduction, but by the end of its run, it had expanded to 10 hours with 1.25 credits.
Wow. So they were packing more and more into it as the field was advancing.
Exactly. It's like she was constantly updating the program to reflect the latest research and best practices.
That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah, me too. It really shows her dedication.
So we've got family therapy, child development,
mm-hmm.
all rooted in this deep understanding of human behavior.
Right.
What else is there?
Well, hold on to your hats because Professor Garrigou de Bille doesn't stop there. We also see her tackling another critical issue.
Okay, what's that?
Violence and bullying and even cyberbullying.
Oh, wow. Now that's something I'm guessing wasn't really on the radar back in the 80s when she first started teaching.
Yeah, it's definitely a more recent focus, but her earlier work really lays the groundwork for understanding these issues.
Oh, so?
Well, her courses on aggression and conflict within families really provide a foundation for understanding these other forms of violence.
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. And then as the internet and social media became more prevalent, she started to specifically address bullying and cyberbullying.
So it's like she's taking this knowledge and applying it to these new challenges.
Exactly. And not just in theory, she's actually equipping future professionals with the tools to address these issues in the real world.
Okay, so what do these courses look like?
Well, there's one course title that I think you'll appreciate. It's called Cyberbullying: Conceptualization, Connection with Personal Family Variables, Evaluation, and Intervention.
Wow, that's quite a mouthful.
It is.
Yeah.
But it really captures the essence of her approach. You know, she's connecting those family dynamics we talked about earlier with this new form of bullying.
Oh, that's fascinating.
It's all connected.
Yeah, and it really highlights how these issues are evolving so rapidly.
Exactly. And another one was Bullying and Cyberbullying, Evaluation and Intervention.
Okay, so she's not just talking about it in theory. She's actually giving people tools to identify it, measure it, and intervene.
Right. And there's even a course at the Public University of Navarra that focuses specifically on Cyber Program 2.0.
What is that?
It's a program designed to prevent cyberbullying.
Oh, wow. So this is like real-world stuff.
Absolutely. It's about taking those theoretical concepts and turning them into concrete actions.
So she's not just training therapists and educators, but also like cyberbullying warriors.
I love that. That's a great way to put it.
So we've got family therapy, child development, bullying prevention,
mm-hmm.
all rooted in this deep understanding of human behavior.
Right.
But where does the research come in?
Well, that's a great question, and it leads us to our final theme for this part of our deep dive.
Help me with it.
Methodology and assessment.
Okay. Research methods, the nuts and bolts of good science.
Exactly. And Professor Gurgordabil is definitely not messing around when it comes to this.
I bet.
Her courses in this area cover everything from research methods and interviewing techniques to program evaluation.
Wow. So she's really equipping her students to conduct rigorous data-driven work.
Absolutely. And it's not just about doing research in a vacuum. It's about using that research to inform, practice, and make a real difference.
Right. So it's not just theory. It's about taking that knowledge and applying it in the real world.
Exactly. And what's particularly interesting is that she doesn't shy away from integrating different approaches.
Oh, like what?
Well, you'll find courses that combine traditional assessment methods with things like diagnostic drawing.
Wait, hold on. Using kids' drawings as a diagnostic tool?
Yep. El dibujo infantil como instrumento diagnóstico.
That's brilliant.
It is. It's so creative and insightful.
I mean, think about it. A child might not be able to articulate what they're going through verbally.
Right.
But their drawings can offer these incredible glimpses into their inner world.
Exactly. It's like a whole other language that she's teaching her students to decipher.
Wow. This is amazing. I mean, we've barely scratched the surface here, but I'm already so impressed by Professor Gurgordabil's work.
Me too.
I mean, it's clear that she's not only an expert in her field, but also an incredibly dedicated and innovative educator.
Absolutely. And what's really striking to me is how she anticipates and responds to evolving societal needs.
Yeah.
You know, her work reflects this deep understanding of the interconnectedness of all these different areas of human experience.
Right.
And she really emphasizes the importance of evidence-based holistic interventions.
So it's not just about treating symptoms. It's about understanding the whole person and addressing the root causes of these challenges.
Exactly. And as we delve deeper into these specific courses, I think you'll see just how powerful her approach really is.
Okay, so you convince me. I'm ready to dive in.
Awesome. Let's do it.
Let's go. All right, so last time we were just blown away by Professor Gurgordabil's teaching career.
It's impressive, right?
I mean, talk about a deep dive into human behavior.
Absolutely.
So we saw how she's connecting family therapy, child development, even bullying prevention. And let's not forget that commitment to research methods, too.
Oh, yeah. She's definitely not just teaching theories.
No, she's giving future professionals the tools to actually do the research.
Exactly.
So I'm excited to dive into some specific courses now.
Me too.
Where should we start?
Well, remember that program we mentioned earlier?
Which one?
Intervención socioemocional en la infancia y la adolescencia.
Oh, right. The one she taught for 8 years at the University of Cadiz.
Yeah, that one. It's a great example of how she translates complex theories into real-world interventions.
Okay, so this program was all about helping kids in tough situations.
Right, high-risk situations. And you know what's interesting? Uh-huh. Over those 8 years, the program itself actually evolved.
Really? How so?
Well, it started out as just 8 hours with one ECPS credit.
Okay.
Kind of a quick introduction. But by the end of its run, it had expanded to 10 hours with 1.25 credits.
So they were adding more content as the field was developing.
Exactly. It's like she was constantly updating it to reflect the latest research.
Wow, that's dedication.
It is. And we see that same commitment in her courses on bullying and cyberbullying, too.
Oh, yeah. Those were fascinating.
And these weren't just one-off courses, either.
No.
They were popping up in master's programs all over Spain.
Oh, wow. Like where?
University of Extremadura, Murcia, Valencia, even Deusto.
She was in high demand.
Clearly.
I'm starting to think she has a cloning machine or something.
Maybe.
So what were some of those course titles again?
Well, one that sticks out is New Violences, Bullying, and Cyberbullying.
Right, right. It really captures how these issues are constantly changing.
Exactly. And another one was Bullying and Cyberbullying, Evaluation and Intervention.
Okay, so she's not just talking about it. She's giving people tools to actually do something about it.
Right. And there's even a course at the Public University of Navarra that focuses specifically on Cyber Program 2.0.
Cyber Program 2.0, what's that?
It's a program designed to prevent cyberbullying.
So this is like evidence-based stuff that's actually working.
Exactly. It's about taking those theoretical concepts and putting them into action.
This is amazing. I mean, we're talking about real-world solutions here.
Absolutely.
Okay, so we've seen how she's tackling these big issues.
Right.
But what about the foundational skills?
Oh, yeah, the essential stuff.
The things that every therapist or educator needs to know no matter what.
Well, that's where her courses in the master's program in family and couple therapy at the University of the Basque Country come in.
Right.
One that stood out to me was Integración Diagnóstica y Elaboración de un Informe.
Which is all about?
Diagnostic integration and report writing.
So taking all that assessment data and making it meaningful.
Exactly. And not just for research, but also for communicating with families and developing treatment plans.
Right, because you got to be able to explain things clearly.
Especially in family therapy, where you're dealing with so many different perspectives.
It's like she's teaching her students to be master storytellers.
I love that analogy.
Weaving together all these threads of information.
Right.
And speaking of storytelling, I can't get over that course on using children's drawings.
Oh, yeah. El dibujo infantil como instrumento diagnóstico.
That is so creative.
It is. It really speaks to her willingness to think outside the box.
And because sometimes kids can't express themselves verbally.
Right.
But their drawings can tell us so much.
Exactly. It's like a secret language.
And she's teaching her students how to understand it.
Exactly.
Wow. I'm even more impressed with Professor Gera Gordzebel now.
Me too.
I mean, she's not just an expert. She's a true innovator in her field.
Absolutely. And what's really inspiring is how she's not afraid to embrace complexity.
Yeah, she's not shying away from the messy realities of human behavior.
And she's empowering her students to do the same.
So it's not just about giving them a toolbox of techniques.
No, it's about fostering a certain mindset.
A mindset of curiosity, empathy, and a willingness to see the world through the eyes of others.
Exactly. It's about moving beyond those simplistic explanations.
And embracing the richness of human experience.
Exactly.
This is incredible. So we've seen her work in family therapy, child development, bullying, prevention research methods.
It's a lot.
It is. But I'm wondering, is there a bigger picture here?
That's a great question.
Does her work reflect a broader shift in how we understand and approach human behavior?
You know, I think it does. And that's something we should definitely explore further.
Okay, so we're back. And I'm still thinking about all those amazing courses that Professor Gera Gordzebel has taught.
Right. It's mind-blowing.
It really is. And at the end of last time, we were talking about whether her work reflects like a bigger shift in how we understand human behavior.
Yeah, like are we moving away from these simple explanations and towards something more holistic?
Exactly.
I think Professor Gera Gordzebel's career really shows that shift happening.
Okay, so how so?
Well, we're starting to realize that human behavior isn't just the product of one thing.
Right. It's not just nature versus nurture anymore.
Exactly. It's a complex interplay of biology, psychology, social factors, all of it.
So instead of just looking at a child's behavior in isolation, we're now considering their family, their community, the whole context.
Exactly. And we're also recognizing the importance of collaborating across disciplines.
Oh, yeah, that's huge.
And we see this in Professor Gera Gordzebel's own work.
How so?
Well, she collaborates with professionals from all sorts of fields, psychology, education, law, social work.
Wow, it's like a whole team effort.
It is. It's about breaking down those silos and realizing that we need multiple perspectives to really address these complex issues.
Because it's not just about treating symptoms, right?
No, it's about understanding the whole person and the systems they're a part of.
And that takes a village. And it seems like Professor Gera Gordzebel is really training her students to be part of that village.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
She's not just teaching them facts and techniques.
No.
She's fostering a way of thinking.
A mindset of curiosity.
Right.
Empathy.
Uh-huh.
And a willingness to see the world through different lenses.
Exactly. It's about embracing complexity and being open to new ideas.
So her legacy goes beyond just her own students.
Oh, absolutely.
It's about inspiring countless others to approach these fields with a sense of, you know, wonder and a commitment to making a difference.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
So what can our listeners do if they want to learn more about Professor Garagordabile's work?
Well, I highly recommend checking out her publications. There's a wealth of knowledge there.
And maybe even reaching out to her directly.
Yeah, you never know where a deep dive into knowledge might lead you.
That's right. So on that note, we'd like to thank you for joining us on this incredible journey through Professor Garagordabile's teaching career.
It's been a pleasure.
It really has. She's a true inspiration and a testament to the power of education.
Absolutely.
So till next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep into the world of ideas.
Thanks for listening.
Bye.